Matthew chapter 11, follow along with me in your Bibles. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I was planning this morning to start with the reading of a poem that I heard last week. And it was a poem about how there's no shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds. November, and I thought maybe it would be a gray day, as it often is in November, and it's not. It's a beautiful, bright, shiny day, and yet we might be here today feeling the weariness that comes as we enter into winter. We call it the winter blues, where there's a lack of sunshine, there's a lack of fresh air if we are cooped in our homes, and there's a weariness that we feel in this time of the year. But there's all kinds of ways in which we can feel the weight of weariness in our lives. Are there concerns among parents here for your children that weigh on you? Are there finances that are like pressure, just bearing down on you? Financial concerns. What about young people? I was talking to my own children on the way here, and they said, well, we have anxieties too. And it's just the beginning of anxieties and stress and things that weigh you down and can be building over the years. We all go through seasons. We all go through sometimes years of toiling where it seems that we have no rest for our souls. When I was a physiotherapist working at a clinic, people would come to me with pain. That's why they would see a physiotherapist. And often it was stress, right? This in this area, the shoulders and the neck. Some people had pain all over their bodies. And as I was getting to know them, I could see that there's much more than a physical issue here. There's an underlying spiritual weight and weariness that they're carrying in their bodies. See, we're both body and soul. And the soul, the weariness of the soul can affect our lives in every way, our physical lives. Now, Jesus, the great physician, speaks to the weary. He's calling out to the people in the crowds, and he knows these people are weary, they're burdened, they're heavy laden, and he extends an invitation to them to come to him and find rest for their souls. We're going to look at this invitation in three ways and ask three questions about this invitation. Who is the invitation for? What is the invitation, and have you accepted the invitation? Why should you accept this invitation? Who is the invitation for? What is the invitation, and why should you accept the invitation? First, who is the invitation for? Verse 28, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary, who labor and are heavy laden. All who are weary, tired, toiling. Why? Because they're carrying these loads, heavy burdens in their lives. Who are these people? What are they carrying? Well, in Matthew chapter 23, it speaks of loads. that are given to these people. Loads that are given by the scribes and the Pharisees. Matthew 24, 23, verse 4 says, they tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear. They lay them on people's shoulders, but they're not willing to lift a finger to help them. So here are these people in the crowds, and they are carrying these burdens on their shoulders, and there's no one to help them except Jesus, who's ready to lift more than a finger. But among the crowd, there are these scribes and Pharisees, and they had heard Jesus rebuking them because they had rejected the prophet John the Baptist, announcing that the Messiah has come. And then how Jesus says that all these cities who had rejected him had not repented, that he was going to judge them because of these scribes and Pharisees and their unbelief. And this is where Jesus gives these words now at the end of this chapter. The scribes and the Pharisees among the crowd and all these people who are carrying these burdens that were given by them. What were they exactly putting on their disciples? A yoke. Now, what is this yoke? A yoke, you know, in the olden days, they would put this wooden beam that was fastened on two oxen. And as they walked together with this beam uniting them, they would be pulling a plow or a wagon. And this is weighing heavy on the oxen. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees called the yoke that they were teaching, the yoke of the law. The yoke of the law. It was their interpretation of the law. And then they were adding their own traditions to the law. And they were saying to their disciples, you must practice it all. And then Peter, in Acts 15, verse 10, he admits, he confesses to his fellow elders in the Council of Jerusalem. He says, brothers, no one has been able to bear this yoke of the law, the demands of the law. And that the scribes and the Pharisees were giving this unbearable load to these disciples. Everyone knows the story of Pilgrim's Progress, the allegory of a man called Christian. At the beginning of the book, it says that describes him carrying a load, a pack on his back. And it's heavy. And it's unbearable. Now, he's the only one among his family that is sensitive to that load. And he goes out to find how he can get rid of this load on his back. Jesus gives an invitation to those who are aware, who are sensitive to that load of sin, the weight of breaking the law, of how that the demands of the law are unbearable, toiling under it, desperate for rest from it. And like Christian, they want to be free from the shame and guilt that comes from their own sin, and tired of serving a master who is cruel and harsh. Maybe you're like Christian, and you feel that load on your back. You still don't know how to get rid of it. You know how the story goes? Christian travels and finally reaches the cross. And when he reaches the cross, it says, as Christian came to the cross, his burden was loosed off his shoulders. It fell from his back. And it began, picture that load, tumbling. It began to tumble, so it continued until it came to the mouth of the tomb, where it fell, and he saw it no more. Ask yourself, are you here carrying that load? Or is that load gone forever, no more to be seen? How can it be gone? Jesus, again, lifts more than a finger. He's the one who takes that load off your back, your sin, your guilt, your shame. And on the cross, he bore it. And his death brought it into the tomb to be seen no more. And his resurrection, you know that freedom now. As Isaiah says, surely, surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrows. And that was because the Lord laid on Jesus, laid on the Messiah, the iniquity of us all. And then to be gone forever. We need a burden bearer. That is our need of a Savior, to bear our burden. And yet, when we know that we have been set free from the condemnation of the law, we still, as Christians, set free, have a propensity to a legalistic Christianity, a legalistic form of Christianity. Paul writes to the Galatians how they had heard the gospel and yet had so quickly, he was astonished at how so quickly they had turned away from the gospel to another gospel. There was no good news at all. He exhorts them in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." How quickly we can slip back into that mode. We can slip back into what we could call man-pleasing. Trying to live up to other people's standards imposed on us. Are you toiling to please others, or are you serving Christ alone as you serve others? Jesus has a yoke for you. Not a yoke of legalism, but a yoke of grace. It's a grace-laden yoke that brings liberty and rest for the soul. And so here's the invitation. What is the invitation? It's threefold. Come to Jesus and take his yoke and learn from him. And if you do, he promises that you will have rest for your souls. Maybe you know the quote from Augustine. "Lord, you have made us for yourself, and we find no rest until we find rest in you." Jesus promises rest for the weary soul. He's calling all the weary and heavy laden to come and find rest in him. And in coming to him is believing in him. Jesus makes that very clear in John chapter 6 and verse 35. He says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me," you see the parallel? "Whoever comes, whoever believes, will never thirst." And those who come, they come through that sovereign call In verse 37, he says, "All the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will not cast out." So the invitation to come is to believe, and it comes from one who is sovereign. He makes that invitation. Come, take, and learn as the sovereign Lord who bids his disciples to come and learn from him. He's calling all of these people, remember, who are under the cruel and oppressive weight of masters and teachers who have no care for their souls. Jesus is bidding them to come, to take his yoke and to learn from his teaching as their master. This is what we call submission. That's what the yoke represents. It's discipleship. It's coming under the teaching of a master. And he's saying, I will be your new master. I will be your teacher. So come and take my yoke and learn from me. Be my disciple. But for some, as we know, many people would leave Jesus when after these invitations, some would doubt. They would not believe. They would not come to this new master and teacher because they were afraid of leaving what they know and what they're comfortable with, their life and their way of living. I remember a pastor telling a story of the day when he and his wife picked up their adopted daughter from an orphanage in China. They embraced their new daughter and brought her out of the orphanage and placed her in the car seat in their car and strapped her in. As they were driving away, she was pulling on the straps, straining, screaming, reaching for the orphanage as they were driving away. That's all she knew. She didn't know that she was leaving a very hard and dark place and entering into a loving home. And we doubt leaving what is known and comfortable because we don't know who we're following, this new master and teacher. Throughout history, God's people have been called and invited to come and enter into the rest of God. And yet they've rejected him time and time again. We heard this morning how the Lord invites his people from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Look to the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is. Walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. Walk in it. Walk in that ancient path. That way of Jesus, and you'll find rest for your souls. That's the invitation again we have here from Jesus. And it's finding that rest in him. The word find there is from the Greek word where we get the English word eureka. When Archimedes exclaimed eureka, when he found that there was discovered a method to determining the purity of gold, he cried out, "Eureka!" He'd found it. Have you heard testimonies of people that when they describe how Jesus set them free out of that bondage to sin, it was like this, the weight of the world was lifted off their shoulders. Have you heard that before? It's when they say, "Praise God, hallelujah, they have found the rest that they've longed for all their lives, a rest for their souls." This rest is described as a refreshing, restorative rest. It's finding a place of rest, but it's not a place of stopping. It's a place where you continue to serve. And as you serve Christ, there is refreshment. There is restoration. But it's only as you submit, as you serve along with Jesus, as you are taking His yoke and learning from Him. If you're going through right now a time, a season of weariness, where are you doubting? When Jesus says, come. When He says, take His yoke. When He says to you, learn from me. How are you doubting Him? As you serve Him, maybe Monday morning, tomorrow, as you wake up, you look at your schedule and you see it again, full. How am I going to get through this week? And then you get another bill in the mail. How am I going to pay this bill? And you see your parents, you see your children continuing in the same patterns. How am I going to instruct them? Whatever worries you, whatever strains you, whatever you're toiling in, will you believe Jesus and His promise for rest as you go through the week, as you walk with Him in His ways? You may try to pray in faith, but sometimes you are so weary that you don't believe God is there. He seems so far away. But you come. You still come and believe to get that rest, to find that rest. We've all been there to that point of weariness where we know the burden and yet we forget the invitation. We have two choices here with this invitation. Will you labor? Will you continue to labor in your own strength? And as you do that, all you're doing is adding further weariness, the weight of weariness on your shoulders? Or are you going to accept this invitation, trusting in Him, to come to Him and walk in His ways and submit to what He has for you as your teacher? As you serve Christ, as you walk with Him, not serving anything or any other person, as you serve Christ, you will find rest in Him, rest for your souls. Now that should be, shouldn't that be enough to say, yes, I will come, I will believe? And yet Jesus wants us to understand who we're coming to and what He offers to us. And so here's a final question. Why should you accept this invitation? First, because of who He is, that He's gentle and He's humble. And secondly, because of what He offers to you, that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And in case you may have a faulty view of Jesus, Jesus wants for you to see Him clearly here this morning of who He really is. He wants to set the record straight as the perfect God-man. Imagine this. Jesus is the only one who can say this without being proud, that He is humble and gentle and lowly. And it's true. This is who He is. And in contrast with the harsh, overbearing, cruel masters that those were in the crowd, scribes and Pharisees who were lording over their disciples, contrast with Jesus, who's meek. He had the strength to destroy, judge, but in his life on earth, he was humble, meek, gentle. He humbled himself low. Even in prophecy that was revealed to Moses. Moses was called the most humble man on earth. More humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Yet God said to Moses that he would raise up for him a prophet like him. And that we were to listen to him. Jesus came and was that prophet. He came from heaven down to earth, to this low estate on earth among us. And throughout his life, he was always gentle. He was always meek and lowly, never harsh with the weak. Truly, Jesus was approachable by these weak and weary sinners that he was inviting to come. While the scribes and Pharisees, they balked at Jesus. And when he invited them to come, they refused his invitation in their pride. How do you view Jesus? You see him as gentle and humble, approachable, that you can come to him with your burdens. You can cast your burdens on him. And that's exactly what you can do when you come under his yoke with him who is gentle and low. You can cast your burdens on him. Think of him as this, who's like the one who comes to a bruised reed. A bruised reed is about to be broken, and yet he comes. He's so gentle that he does not break it. Think of the candle that is about to be extinguished, and he speaks so gently that he will not snuff them out. Do you believe in your own life that when you come to him, as you approach him, that he will be gentle and humble with you as you cast your cares upon him? And he demonstrates this for all of us in what he offers to us. Verse 30, he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." He says, it's my yoke, it's my burden. It's easy and it's light. How is it easy? Not easy in the sense that it's not hard, but it's describing something that is useful, suitable, it fits, it's profitable, and in that sense, it's good. It's pleasant. When you wear it, when it's fastened on you, it's good. It fits well. That's how it's easy on us as we submit to it. And it's also light. The burden, let me say that as opposed to that easy yoke, think of the yoke of the Pharisees. How was it for those who were under that yoke? It was a heavy, harsh, unprofitable burden. Now, the burden was also light. In a normal sense, it's light. And actually, the light is feather light, soul light, as it is on our shoulders. It's not burdensome at all, as opposed to the burden that was laid on the disciples of the Pharisees. It was heavy, and it was burdensome. It was unbearable. So as you come to Jesus and as you submit to that yoke, that burden, you'll find it is a good fit. It is not a burden at all. We read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. That means we walk in the ways of Jesus. But it says that his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. They're not burdensome as we walk in his ways. Think of when grown men will be called in to carry things, maybe in a moving event, moving people out of a home, and they're carrying heavy things. Maybe there are some young children around and they want to help. Someone might say, sure, you can put your hand here and help us as all the load is being lifted and carried by these men. Who's doing the carrying? Is this child with his hand on the load carrying anything? It's the same with Jesus. When we come under him and we walk with him, he's carrying it and lifting it all. He's lifting that burden. And how does he do that? It's because in his life, he lifted and carried and upheld all the demands of the law on his shoulders. And he kept it perfectly. He never broke a single law. But then at the cross, what happens is that there's an exchange. We're given that. We can put our hands and as though it's that perfect life is given to us, but he takes that load, that weight of sin that is ours. He puts it on his shoulders. He lifts and carries that. And there on the cross, he bears the full weight of the punishment that is due for our sins. You understand that? You believe that? That's what he did for you in your place. So what does that mean then in your life in Christ? Is that you bear it no more. When you have that sin of conviction, of sin burdening you, you confess it and acknowledging, remembering by faith that he bore it all for you at the cross. And in his death and resurrection, you are free from the yoke of the demands of the law. You are free indeed from that condemnation of the law. But when we submit to the yoke of Jesus, he does all the lifting and all the carrying for us. And he's never, as a gentle and humble master and teacher, he's never going to drive us the slave driver, but he will remain at our side, leading the way as we walk in his ways. So why would you not accept this invitation? Why would you not walk with Jesus when he promises rest for your souls, when you are weary from the weight, the burden? When you're burdened by many things, he sees you, he invites you, he commands you to come to him, to take his yoke and to learn from him all the days of your life. Practically, how will you do this tomorrow morning? As you wake up, you set aside time this week. You come to him by prayer. You read what he's teaching you. You believe him as your master. And you walk in it. And you will find that rest for your souls as you go through your week. Now, is that hard? Is that a hard thing to come to Jesus? When he has this promise extended to you, we just need to accept his invitation.